A radio program about Grameen Bank.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Marty Green here on Radio 2. Welcome to our feature on successful business ideas. Today's program is about Grameen Bank, which in 1976 introduced the idea of microcredits and has come a long way since. So, who started the business? It was Muhammad Yunus, a Bangladeshi professor of economics. His Grameen Bank gives small loans, usually no more than $100, to very poor people who can't get credit from normal banks. This kind of credit is called microcredit. His system has become immensely successful and popular. Professor Yunus and Grameen Bank even won the Nobel Peace Prize in December 2006. In 2009, he received the US Presidential Medal of Freedom, and in 2013, the Congressional Gold Medal, the two highest civilian awards in the United States. Let's now have a look at the bank's clients. Most of Grameen's customers live in villages in the Bangladeshi countryside. 97% of them are women. They use the credit to start small businesses and make money for their families. For example, they make furniture, repair clothes, or buy animals for milk. Customers usually have to make repayments every week for 12 months. They pay about 16% interest a year. Grameen says that 98% of its customers make all their repayments, which is a recovery rate higher than any other banking system. People who want a loan from Grameen have to form groups of 5 people called loan circles. The people in the circle meet regularly to talk about their ideas and help each other. If someone in the group doesn't make their repayments, no one in the group can get credit in the future. However, if everyone makes their repayments, they can get bigger loans. Grameen Bank methods are successfully applied in almost 60 countries. In 2017, Grameen Bank had about 2,600 branches and 9 million customers in about 97% of the villages in Bangladesh. There have been critical articles on the Grameen Bank's practices claiming that microcredits can bring communities into debt from which they can hardly escape. But it remains a growing business all the same. Grameen Bank has even expanded into wealthy countries like the United States. It has served as a model for similar businesses, so now there are more than 10,000 other microcredit organizations around the world. So, this was a short introduction to the system.